Captain's log. Stardate 8130.3. Starship Enterprise on training mission to Gamma Hydra, Section 14. Coordinates 22.87.4. Approaching neutral zone. All systems normal and functioning.
Leaving Section 14 for Section 15.
Stand by. Project parabolic course to avoid entering neutral zone.
Aye, Captain.
Course change projected.
Captain, I'm getting something on the distress channel.
On speakers.
Imperative. This is the Kobayashi Maru. 19 periods out of all tier 6. We have struck a mermitic mine and have lost all power. Our highest penetrated and we have sustained many casualties.
This is the Starship Enterprise. Your message is breaking up. Can you give us your coordinates? Repeat, this is the Starship...
Enterprise, our position is Gamma Hydra, Section 10.
In the neutral zone.
Hull penetrated. Life support systems failing. Can you assist us, Enterprise? Can you assist...
Data on Kobayashi Maru.
Subject vessel is third-class neutronic fuel carrier, room of 81,300 passengers.
Damn. Mr. Sulu, plot an intercept course.
May I remind the captain that if the starship enters the zone...
I'm aware of my responsibilities, mister.
Estimating 2 minutes to intercept. Now entering the neutral zone.
Warning, we have entered neutral zone.
We are now in violation of treaty, Captain.
Stand by transporter room ready to beam survivors aboard.
Captain! I've lost their signal.
Alert. Sensors indicate 3 Klingon cruisers bearing 316 Mark 4 closing pass.
Visual. Battle stations. Activate shields.
Shields activated.
Inform the Klingons we are on a rescue mission.
They're jamming all the frequencies, Captain.
Klingons on attack course and closing.
Klingons on attack. Mr. Sulu, get us out of here.
I'll try, Captain.
Alert. Klingon torpedoes activated. Alert.
Evasive action! Engineering, damage report.
Main energizer hit, Captain.
Engage auxiliary power. Prepare to return fire.
Shields collapsing, Captain.
Fire all phasers.
No power to the weapons, Captain.
Captain, it's no use. We're dead. It's
safe. Activate escape pod. Send out the log boy. All hands abandon ship. Repeat, all hands abandon ship.
All right, open
her up. Any suggestions, Admiral?
Prayer, Mr. Savick. The Klingons don't take prisoners. Lights.
More.
Captain? Trainees, to the briefing room.
Position, heel thyself.
Is that all you gotta say? What about my performance?
I'm not a drama critic.
Well, Mr. Savick, are you going to stay with the sinking ship?
Permission to speak candidly, sir.
Granted.
I don't believe this was a fair test of my command abilities.
And why not?
Because there was no way to win.
A no-win situation is a possibility every commander may face. Has that never occurred to you?
No, sir. It has not.
How we deal with death is at least as important as how we deal with life, wouldn't you say?
As I indicated, Admiral, that thought had not occurred to me.
Well, now you have something new to think about. Carry on.
Engineering cadets, assemble on sea level. Engineering
Admiral,
cadets, assemble on sea
wouldn't level. It be easier to just put an experienced crew back on the ship?
Galloping around the cosmos is a game for the young, Doctor.
Now, what is that supposed to mean?
Aren't you dead?
I assume you're loitering around here to learn what efficiency rating I plan to give your cadets.
I am understandably curious.
They destroyed the simulator room, and you with it. The
Kobayashi Maru scenario frequently wreaks havoc with students and equipment. As I recall, you took the test 3 times yourself. Your final solution was, shall we say, unique.
It had the virtue of never having been tried.
Oh, by the way, thank you for this.
I know of your fondness for antiques.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Message, Spock?
None that I'm conscious of. Except, of course, happy birthday. Surely, the best of times.
Captain Spock, Captain Spock. Space shuttle leaving in 15 minutes.
Where are you off to now?
The Enterprise. I must check in before your inspection. And you?
Home.
Why, bless me, Doctor. What beams you into this neck of the woods?
Beware Romulans bearing gifts. Happy birthday, Jim.
Thanks. Romulan ale? Why, Bones, you know this is illegal.
I only use it for medicinal purposes. I got aboard a ship that brings me in a case every now and then across a neutral zone. Now, don't be a prig.
2283.
Yeah, well, it takes this stuff a while to ferment. Here, give me. Now, you open this one.
I'm almost afraid to. What is it? Klingon aphrodisiacs?
No. More antiques for your collection.
Bones. This is charming.
They're 400 years old, and you don't find many with the lenses still intact.
What is it?
They're for your eyes. For most patients your age, I generally administer Retinox 5.
I'm allergic to Retinox.
Exactly.
Cheers.
Cheers. Happy birthday.
I don't know what to say.
Well, you could say thank you.
Thank you.
Damn it, Jim, what the hell's the matter with you? Other people have birthdays. Why are we treating yours like a funeral?
Bones, I don't want to be lectured.
What the hell do you want? This is not about age. And you know it.
It's about you flying a goddamn computer console when you want to be out there hopping galaxies.
Spare me your notions of poetry, please. We all have our assigned duties.
Paul, you're hiding. Hiding behind rules and regulations.
Who am I hiding from?
From yourself, Admiral.
Don't mince words, Bones. What do you really think?
Jim, I'm your doctor, and I'm your friend. Get back your command. Get it back before you turn into part of this collection. Before you really do grow old.
Starship log, stardate 8130.4. Log entry by First Officer Pavel Chekhov. Starship reliant on orbital approach to CT Alpha 6 in connection with Project Genesis. We are continuing our search for a lifeless planet to satisfy the requirement of a test site for the Genesis experiment. So far, no success.
Standard orbit, please. Mr. Beach, any change in the surface scan?
Negative. Limited atmosphere dominated by Kraton gas, sand, high velocity winds. Incapable of supporting life forms.
Does it have to be completely lifeless?
Don't tell me you found something.
We picked up a minor energy flux reading on one dino scanner.
Damn. Are you sure? Maybe the scanner's out of adjustment.
I suppose it could be a particle of prionic matter caught in the matrix.
All right. Get on the comm pick to Dr. Marcus.
Aye, sir.
Maybe it's something we can transplant.
You know what she'll say.
Let me get this straight. Something you can transplant?
Yes, doctor.
Something you can transplant? I don't know.
But it may only be a particle of pre-animate matter.
Then again, it may not. You boys have to be clear on this. There can't be so much as a microbe or the show's off. Why don't you have a look? But if it is something that can be moved,
you
I want...
You bet, doctor. We're on our way.
Well, don't have kittens. Genesis is going to work. They'll remember you in one breath. With Newton, Einstein, Surak.
That's a lot. No respect for my offspring.
Par for the course. You teaming up with me for bridge after dinner?
Maybe. What is it?
Every time we have dealings with Starfleet, I get nervous. We are dealing with something that could be perverted into a dreadful weapon. Remember that overgrown Boy Scout you used to hang around with? That's exactly the kind of
Listen,
man...
Listen, kiddo. Jim Kirk was many things, but he was never a Boy Scout.
Captain Terrell, stand by to beam down.
Are you sure these are the correct coordinates?
Kip, this is the garden sun to see the Alpha 6.
I can barely see it.
There's nothing here. The tricorder must be broken.
What the hell happened?
They crashed, and where's the rest of the ship?
What the hell is that?
Got to get out of here now.
Damn.
What
hurry.
About, what about the
Never mind.
Board?
Hurry. Hurry.
Chekhov, what's the matter with you? Chekhov.
Come on.
Where
hurry.
Were
you? Starship Reliant to Captain Terrell. This is Commander Kyle. Will you please respond, Captain? Captain Terrell, respond, please.
Let's give them a little more time.
know you. But you, I never forget the face. Mr. Jekyll. Isn't it? I never thought to see your face again.
Chekhov, who is this man?
Criminal, Captain. A product of late 20th century genetic engineering.
What do you want with us? Sir, I demand
to
be...
You are in a position to demand nothing, sir. I, on the other hand, am in a position to grant nothing. What you see is all that remains of the ship's company and crew of the Botany Bay. Marooned here 15 years ago by Captain James D. Kirk.
Listen to me. You men and women, you have a...
Cats and cabs. Save your strength, Captain. These people had sworn to live and die at my command 200 years before you were born. Do you mean he never told you the tale? To amuse your captain, no? Never told you how the Enterprise picked up the Botany Bay lost in space from the year 1996. Myself and the ship's company in cryogenic freeze.
I've never even met Admiral Kirk.
Admiral. Never told you how Admiral Kirk sent 70 of us into exile on this barren sand heap with only the contents of these cargo bays to sustain us.
You lie! In CT Alpha 5 there was life! A fair chance!
This is CT Alpha 5! SETI Alpha 6 exploded 6 months after we were left here. The shock shifted the orbit of this planet and everything was laid waste. Admiral Kirk never bothered to check on our progress. It was only the fact of my genetically engineered intellect that allowed us to survive. On Earth, 200 years ago, I was a prince with power over millions.
Captain Kirk was your host. You repaid his hospitality by trying to steal his ship and murder him.
Didn't expect to find me. You thought this was SETI Alpha 6? Why are you here? Allow me to introduce you to SETI Alpha 5's only remaining indigenous life form. What do you think? They killed 20 of my people, including my beloved wife. All at once. And not instantly, to be sure. You see, they're young, enter through the ears, and wrap themselves around the cerebral cortex. This has the effect of rendering the victim extremely susceptible to suggestion. Later, as they grow, follows madness and death.
Khan, listen to me.
These are pets, of course. Not quite domesticated.
Khan, Captain Kirk was only doing his duty.
No.
That's better. Now tell me, why are you here? And tell me where I may find James Kirk.
Enterprise to Admiral Kirk's shuttle. We're cleared for docking. Approach portside torpedo bay.
Enterprise, this is Admiral Kirk's party on final approach.
Enterprise welcomes you. Prepare for docking.
I hate inspections.
I'm delighted. Any chance to go aboard the Enterprise?
Well, I for one am glad to have you at the helm for 3 weeks. I don't think these kids can steer.
Open the airlock. Permission to come aboard, Captain.
Welcome, Admiral. Think you know my trainee crew? Certainly they have come to know you.
Yes, we've been through death and life together.
Mr. Scott, your old space doc. You're well.
I had a weave out, sir, but Dr. McCoy pulled me through.
Weave out of one.
Surely that was.
And who do we have here?
Midshipman First Class, Peter Preston. Engineer's mate, sir.
First training voyage, Mr. Preston.
Yes, sir.
I see. Well, shall we start with the engine room?
We'll see you there, sir, and everything is in order.
That'll be a pleasant surprise, Mr. Scott.
I'll see you on the bridge, Admiral. Company, dismissed.
Kishin Wadla, Ekpanu.
Wahriyev Wikman Otlam.
Ishveni, call me.
Winga Flami Bapek Savekam.
I believe you'll find everything ship-shape, Admiral.
Oh, do you? Do you have any idea, Midshipman Preston, how many times I've had to listen to Mr. Scott on the comm telling me his troubles? Do you have any idea the ribbing I've had to endure in the officer's mess? To the effect that the Enterprise is a flying death trap?
Oh, no, sir. This is the finest engine room in the whole Starfleet. If the Admiral can't see the facts for himself, then, with all due respect, he's as blind as a Tiberian bat. Sir.
Midshipman, you're a tiger.
My sister's youngest admiral. Crazy to get to space.
Every young man's fancy. I seem to remember it myself. Well, Mr. Scott, are your engines capable of handling a minor training cruise?
Give the word, Admiral.
Mr. Scott, the word is given.
Aye, sir.
Good, Admiral. How about the rest of the inspection?
This is Starfleet Operations. Enterprise is clear for departure.
Admiral on the bridge.
Pre-stage, flux chiller starboard.
On.
Main stage, flux chiller port.
Enabled.
Running lights
main
on.
Main stage, flux chiller starboard.
Enabled.
Intercooler status.
Standby.
Base.
Very well, Mr. Savage. And make clear all moorings.
Aye, sir.
Check. Air equalization automatic on.
Check.
All moorings are clear, Captain.
Thank you.
Battery relay
check. Lieutenant. Have you ever piloted a starship out of space dock?
Never, sir.
Take her out, Mr. Savick.
Aye, sir.
Everything, there is a first time, Lieutenant. Don't you agree, Admiral?
Mm-hmm. Aft thrusters, Mr. Sulu.
Aft thrusters.
Would you like a tranquilizer?
Head 1/4 impulse power.
Head 1/4 impulse power. Clear to navigate.
Course heading, Captain?
Captain's discretion.
Mr. Sulu, you may indulge yourself.
Aye.
Do it.
I don't think there's another piece of information we could squeeze into the memory banks. Next time, we'll design a bigger one.
Who would want to build it?
Dr. Marcus. Compic coming in on Hyper Channel. It's the Starship Reliant.
On the screen, please, Jetta. Come in, please. This is Reliant calling Regular One. Repeat, this is USS Reliant. Commander, we are receiving. This is Regular One. Go ahead. Ah, Dr. Marcus. Good. We're en route to you and should be there in 3 days. En route? Why? We weren't expecting you for another 3 months. Has something happened? Nothing has happened. CT Alpha 6 has checked out. Then I don't understand why you're coming. We have out. Received new orders.
Upon our arrival at Regula One, all materials of Project Genesis will be transferred to this ship for immediate testing on CT Alpha 6.
Who in the hell do they think they are?
Please get quiet. Commander Chekhov, this is completely irregular. Who gave the order?
The order comes from Starfleet Command, Dr. Marcus. Direct from the General Staff.
The civilian?
Genesis is a civilian project under my control.
I have my orders.
Get him down, Mother.
Who gave the order?
The order comes from Admiral James T. Kirk.
I knew it! All along the military is wanting to get their hands on
it. It is completely improper, Commander Chekhov. I have no intention of allowing Reliant or any other unauthorized personnel access to our worker materials.
I'm sorry that you feel that way, Doctor. Admiral Kirk's orders are confirmed.
Please prepare to deliver Genesis to us upon our arrival. Reliant out.
Well done, Commander.
You realize, sir, they will attempt to contact Admiral Kirk and confirm the order.
Hold, please. Thank you, sir.
Lieutenant, are you wearing your hair differently?
It's still regulation, Admiral.
Mm-hmm.
May I speak, sir?
Self-expression doesn't seem to be one of your problems. You're bothered by your performance on the Kobayashi Maru.
I failed to resolve the situation.
There's no correct resolution. It's a test of character.
May I ask how you dealt with the test?
You may ask.
That's a little joke.
Humor. It is a difficult concept. It is not logical.
We learn by doing.
Who's been holding up the damn elevator?
Thank you, sir.
She changed your hairstyle?
I haven't noticed.
Wonderful stuff, that Romulan ale.
Admiral Kirk?
Kirk, yeah.
I have an urgent comm pick from Space Lab Regula One for you, sir. Dr. Carol Marcus.
I'll take it to my quarters, Uhura.
Aye, sir.
Never rains, but it pours.
As a physician, you of all people should appreciate the dangers of reopening old wounds. Sorry.
Jim, can you read me?
I can hear you, Carol. What's wrong? What's the matter?
Why are you taking Genesis away from us?
Taking Genesis? Who's taking Genesis? Who is taking Genesis?
I can see you, but I can't hear.
Carol?
Jim, did you give the order?
What order? Who's taking Genesis?
Please help us, Jim. I will not let them have Genesis without proper authorization.
Have Genesis? Who's taking...
On whose authority can I do this?
No one's authority.
Uhura,
what's happening?
Transmission jammed at the source, sir.
Alert Starfleet headquarters.
Aye, sir.
I want to talk to Starfleet Command.
Why? We must have order in here. This has to be some sort of mistake.
Mistake? We're all alone here. They waited until everyone was on leave to do this. Reliant is supposed to be at our disposal, not vice versa.
It seems clear Starfleet never intended
it. I know that, but I can't believe that Starfleet...
I've tried warning you before. Scientists have always been pawns of the military.
Starfleet has kept the peace for 100 years. I cannot and will not subscribe to your interpretation of this event.
You may be right, Doctor. But what about Reliant? She's on her way.
Get your gear together where it's handy.
And where are we going?
That's for us to know and Reliant to find out.
We have a problem. Something may be wrong in Regula One. We've been ordered to investigate.
If memory serves, Regula One is a scientific research laboratory.
I told Starfleet Command all we had was a boatload of children. But we're the only ship in the quadrant. Spock, these cadets of yours, how good are they? How will they respond under real pressure?
As with all living things, each according to his gifts. Of course, the ship is yours.
No, that won't be necessary. Just get me to Regular One.
As a teacher on a training mission, I am content to command the Enterprise. If we are to go on actual duty, it is clear that the senior officer on board must assume command.
It may be nothing. Garbled communications. You take the ship.
Jim, you proceed from a false assumption. I am a Vulcan. I have no ego to bruise.
You're about to remind me that logic alone dictates your actions?
I would not remind you of that which you know so well. If I may be so bold, it was a mistake for you to accept promotion. Commanding a starship is your first best destiny. Anything else is a waste of material.
I would not presume to debate you.
That is wise. In any case, were I to invoke logic, logic clearly dictates that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Or the one.
You are my superior officer. You are also my friend. I have been and always shall be yours.
Stop energizers.
Stop energizing.
Look on speakers. An emergency situation has arisen. By order of Starfleet Command, as of now, 1800 hours. I'm assuming command of this vessel. Duty officer sewn out in the ship's log. Plot a new course for Space Laboratory Regular One. Engine room. Mr. Scott.
Aye, sir.
We'll be going to warp speed.
Aye, sir.
Course plotted for Regular One, Admiral.
Engage warp engines.
Prepare for warp speed.
Ready, sir.
I know that none of you were expecting this. I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to ask you to grow up a little bit sooner than you expected. Warp 5 soon.
So much for the little training crews.
Course to intercept Enterprise ready, sir.
Excellent. Councilman?
Sir, may I speak? We're all with you, sir. But consider this. We are free. We have a ship and the means to go where we will. We have escaped permanent exile on Seti Alpha 5. You have proved your superior intellect and defeated the plans of Admiral Kirk. You do not need to defeat him again.
He asks me. He tasks me, and I shall have him. I'll chase him round the moons of Nibia and round the Antares maelstrom and round perdition's flames before I give him up.
Prepare to alter course.
Space Station Regular One, please come in. Dr. Marcus, please respond. This is Enterprise. It's no use. There's no response from Regular One.
But no longer jammed.
No, sir. No, nothing.
There are two possibilities. They're unable to respond. They're unwilling to respond.
How far?
12 hours, 43 minutes, present speed.
Give up Genesis, she said. What in God's name does it mean, give it up to whom?
It might help my analysis if I knew what Genesis was, beyond the biblical reference.
Uhura, have Dr. McCoy join us in my quarters.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Savick, you have the call.
Well, I've got sickbay ready.
Now, will someone please tell me what's going on?
Computer.
Request security procedure. And access to Project Genesis summary.
Identify for retina scan.
Kirk. Admiral James T.
Security scan approved.
Summary, please.
Project Genesis, a proposal to the Federation.
Carol Marcus.
Yes.
What exactly is Genesis? Well, put simply, Genesis is life from lifelessness. It is a process whereby molecular structure is reorganized at the subatomic level into life-generating matter of equal mass. Stage one of our experiments was conducted in the laboratory. Stage two of the series will be attempted in a lifeless underground. Stage three will involve the process on a planetary scale. It is our intention to introduce the Genesis device into a pre-selected area of a lifeless space body, a moon or other dead form. The device is delivered, instantaneously causing what we call the Genesis effect. Matter is reorganized with life-generating results. Instead of a dead moon, a living, breathing planet capable of sustaining whatever life forms we see fit to deposit on it.
Fascinating.
The reformed moon simulated here represents the merest fraction of the Genesis potential, should the Federation wish to fund these experiments to their logical conclusion. When we consider the cosmic problems of population and food supply, the usefulness of this process becomes clear. This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
It literally is Genesis.
Power creation.
Have they proceeded with their experiments?
Well, the tape was made about a year ago, so I can only assume they've reached stage two by now.
But dear Lord, do you think we're intelligent enough to... Suppose... What if this thing were used where life already exists?
It would destroy such life in favor of its new matrix.
It's new matrix. Do you have any idea what you're saying?
I was not attempting to evaluate its moral implications, Doctor. As a matter of cosmic history, it has always been easier to destroy than to create.
Not anymore. Now we can do both at the same time. According to myth, the Earth was created in 6 days. Now watch out. Here comes Genesis. We'll do it for you in 6 minutes.
I do not dispute that in the wrong hands...
In the wrong hands? Would you mind telling me whose are the right hands, my logical friend? Are you by any chance in favor of these experiments?
Gentlemen, this isn't...
Really, Dr. McCoy, you must learn to govern your passions. They will be your undoing. Logic suggests...
Logic? My God, the man's talking about logic. We're talking about universal Armageddon. You green-blooded inhuman.
Bridge to Admiral Kirk. Admiral, sensors indicate a vessel in our area, closing fast.
What do you make of her?
It's one of ours, Admiral. It's Reliant.
Reliant?
Try the emergency channels. Picture, Mr. Savick.
Slow to one-half impulse power. Let's be friends.
Slowing to one-half impulse power.
Reliant in our section. This squadron, sir. And slower.
Sir, may I quote General Order 12 on the approach of any vessel when communications have not been established?
Lieutenant, the Admiral is well aware of the regulations.
Aye, sir.
Is it possible that comm system has failed?
It would explain a great many things.
They're requesting communication, sir.
Let them meet static.
They're still running with shields down.
Of course. We are one big happy fleet. Ah, Kirk, my old friend. Do you know the Klingon proverb that tells us revenge is a dish that is best served cold? It is very cold in space.
This is damp acute. Yellow alert.
Energize defense fields.
I'm getting a voice message. They say their chamber's coil is overloading their comm system.
Spock.
Scanning. Their coil emissions are normal.
They still haven't raised their shields.
Raise ours.
Their shields are going up.
Lock phasers on target.
Locking phasers on target.
They're locking phasers. Ray shields.
Fire!
Sure, get those shields up.
Trying, sir.
They knew exactly where to hit us. Who knew where to hit us? And why? One thing is certain. We cannot escape on auxiliary power.
Visual. Sulu, divert all power to phasers.
Too late.
Hang on!
We don't have a few minutes! Can you give me phaser power?
A few shots, sir.
Not enough against their shields.
Where the hell are they?
Admiral, the commander of the Reliant is signaling. He wishes to discuss terms of our surrender.
Do it. While we still have time.
On screen, sir.
Come.
You still remember, Admiral. I cannot help but be touched. I, of course, remember you.
What is the meaning of this attack? Where is the crew of the Reliant?
Surely I have made my meaning plain. I mean to avenge myself upon you, Admiral. I deprived your ship of power, and when I swing around, I mean to deprive you of your life. But I wanted you to know first who it was who had beaten you. Come.
If it's me you want, I'll have myself beamed aboard. Spare my crew.
I make you a counter-proposal. I'll agree to your terms if, in addition to yourself, you hand over to me all data and material regarding the project called Genesis.
Genesis, what's that?
Don't insult my intelligence, Kirk.
Give me some time to recall the data on our computers.
I give you 60 seconds, Admiral.
Clear the bridge.
At least we know he doesn't have Genesis.
Keep nodding as though I'm still giving orders. But, Savick, punch up the data charts of Reliance Command Console.
Reliance Command?
Hurry.
45 seconds.
The prefix code?
That's all we've got.
Charts up, sir.
Admiral.
We're finding it.
Admiral.
Please. Please, you've got to give us time. The bridge is smashed. The computer's inoperative.
Time is a luxury you don't have, Admiral.
Admiral.
It's coming through now, Tom.
Reliance prefix number is 16309.
I don't understand.
You have to learn why things work on a starship.
Each ship has its own combination code.
To prevent an enemy from doing what we're attempting.
Using our console to order Reliant to lower her shield.
Assuming he hasn't changed the combination, he's quite intelligent.
15 seconds, Admiral.
Khan, how do we know you'll keep your word?
Well, I've given you no word to keep, Admiral. In my judgment, you simply have no alternative.
I see your point. Stand by to receive our transmission. Soon, lock phasers on target and await my command.
Phasers locked.
Time's up, Admiral.
Here it comes. Now, Mr. Spock.
Sir, our shields are dropping.
Raise them!
I can't!
Where's the override? The override!
Fire.
Fire!
Why can't you?
They've damaged the photon control and the warp drive. We must withdraw.
No!
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 We must! Enterprise, wait. She's not going anywhere.
Sir, you did it.
I did nothing.
Except they cobbled my britches down. It's getting senile. Mr. Savick, you go right on quoting regulations. Meantime, let's find out how badly we've been hurt.
Given. Warp speed.
Why?
He wants to kill me.
a passing sentence on him 15 years ago. And he doesn't care who stands between him and his vengeance.
I'm sorry, Scotty.
He stayed at his post when the trainees ran.
Admiral, this is Spock.
Yes, Spock.
Engine room reports auxiliary power restored. We can proceed at impulse power.
Best speed to regular one, Kirk.
Scotty, I have to ask. Is there any chance of getting the maintenance back on the line?
I do not think so, sir, but you'll have my best. Thanks. I know you tried, Doctor.
You all right?
I don't know. Doctors lose patience sometimes. Damn it. I'm still in the dark. How did he know about Genesis?
I don't know. But what's important now is to prevent him from getting his hands on it. You said it yourself. It's a bang that could rearrange the universe.
There still may be time. You gave as good as you got.
We're alive only because I knew something about these ships that he didn't.
Approaching Regular and Space Lab Regular One.
Space Station Regular One, this is the Starship Enterprise. Please come in. Space Station Regular One, do you read? Space Station Regular One, this is Enterprise. Please acknowledge. This is Enterprise. Do you read me? Space Station Regular One, do you read? Please come in. There's no response, sir.
Sensors, Captain.
Scanners and sensors are still inoperative. There's no way to ascertain what's inside the station.
No way of telling if Reliant is still in the area.
Precisely.
What do you make of that planetoid beyond?
Regular is Class D. It consists of various unremarkable ores. Essentially a great rock in space.
And Reliant could be hiding behind that rock.
A distinct possibility.
Engineering.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Scott, do you have enough power for transporters?
Barely, sir.
I'm going down there.
Khan could be down there.
He's been there. Hasn't found what he wants. Can you spare someone? There may be people hurt.
Yeah, I can spare me.
Begging the Admiral's pardon. General Order 15. No flag officer shall beam into a hazardous area without armed escort.
There's no such regulation.
All right, join the party. Mr. Spock, the ship is yours.
Jim, be careful.
We will.
Indeterminate life signs.
Taser's unstun. Move out.
Ah!
Jim.
Well, rigor hasn't set in. This couldn't have happened too long ago, Jim.
Carol.
This is Enterprise calling Space Lab Regular One. Respond, please.
Admiral, over here.
Dr. Marcus, come in, please. Acknowledge signal. Please.
Commander Uhura, this is Lieutenant Savick. We're all right. Please stand by. Out.
Oh, sir. It was Khan. We found him on CD Alpha 5.
Easy.
He put creatures in our bodies to control our minds.
It's all right. You're safe now.
Made us say lies, do things. But we beat him. He thought he controlled us, but he did not. Captain was strong.
Captain, where's Dr. Marcus? Where are the Genesis materials?
He couldn't find them. Even the data banks were empty.
Erased?
He tortured those people. But none of them would tell him anything. He went wild. He slit their throats. He wanted to tear the place apart. But he was late. He had to get back to Reliant in time to blow you to bits.
Where's Reliant's crew? Dead?
Marooned on Seti Alpha 5. He's completely mad, Admiral. He blames you for the death of his wife.
I know what he blames me for. The escape pods are all in place. Where's the transporter room?
Did he make it down here?
It was not my impression. He spent most of his time trying to wring the information out of the people.
Anything?
The unit's been left on. Which means nobody remained to turn it off.
Those people back there bought escape time for Genesis. With their lives.
This is not logical. These coordinates are deep inside Regula, a planetoid we know to be lifeless.
If stage two was completed, it was going to be underground. It was going to be underground, she said.
Stage two of what?
Kirk to Enterprise.
Spock here.
Hey, Captain Spock, damage report.
Admiral, if we go by the book, like Lieutenant Savick, hours could seem like days.
I read you, Captain. Let's have it.
The situation is grave, Admiral. We won't have main power for 6 days. Auxiliary power has temporarily failed. Restoration may be possible in 2 days. By the book, Admiral.
Meaning you can't even beam us back?
Not at present.
Captain Spock, if you don't hear from us within 1 hour, your orders are to restore what power you can. Take the Enterprise to the nearest starbase and alert Starfleet Command as soon as you're out of jamming range.
Sir, we won't leave you behind.
Uhura, if you don't hear from us, there won't be anybody behind. Kirka. Well, gentlemen, you can stay here, or...
It's all the same, Admiral. We'd like to share the risk.
Right. Let's go. Savick? Go.
Where are we going?
Where they went.
Suppose they went nowhere.
Then this will be your big chance to get away from it all.
Genesis, I presume.
Phaser's down!
You...
Where's Dr. Marcus?
I'm Dr. Marcus.
Jim!
Is that David?
Mother, he killed everybody we left behind.
Well, of course he didn't. David, you're just making this harder.
I'm afraid it's even harder than you think, Doctor. Please, don't move.
Checo.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Your Excellency, have you been listening?
I have indeed, Captain.
You have done well.
I knew it, you son of a bitch!
Don't move, anybody!
Captain, we are waiting.
What's the delay?
All is well, sir. You have the coordinates to beam up Genesis.
First things first, Captain. Kill Admiral Kirk.
It is difficult. I try to obey, but...
Kill him.
I...
Kill him, Tyrell, now!
Bloodsucker. You're gonna have to do your own dirty work now. Do you hear me? Do you?
Kirk. Kirk, you're still alive, my old friend.
Still? Old friend. You've managed to kill just about everyone else, but like a poor marksman, you keep missing the target.
Perhaps I no longer need to try.
Oh, no, the toy can't take it.
Come.
Khan, you've got Genesis.
But you don't have me. You are going to kill me, Khan. You're going to have to come down here. You're going to have to come down here.
I've done far worse than kill you. I've hurt you. And I wish to go on hurting you. I shall leave you as you left me. As you left her.
Marooned for all eternity in the center of a dead planet. Buried alive. Buried alive.
Khan! Khan! This is Lieutenant Savick calling Enterprise. Can you read us? This is Lieutenant Savick calling Enterprise. Can you read us?
He's coming around.
Huh?
Can you read us? It's no use, Admiral. There's still General Chance.
If Enterprise followed orders, she's long since gone. If she couldn't obey, she's finished.
So are we, it looks like.
I don't understand. Who's responsible for all this? Who is Khan?
Well, it's a long story.
We appear to have plenty of time. Is there anything to eat?
I don't know about anybody else, but I'm starved.
How can you think of food at a time like this?
First order of business, survival.
There's food in the Genesis Cave. Enough to last a lifetime, if necessary.
We thought this was Genesis.
This? Oh. It took the Starfleet Corps of Engineers 10 months in spacesuits to tunnel out all this. What we did in there, we did in a day. David, why don't you show Dr. McCoy and the lieutenant our idea of food?
We can't just sit here.
Oh, yes, we can.
This is just to give us something to do, isn't it? Come on.
Admiral?
As your teacher, Mr. Spock, is fond of saying, I like to think that there always are possibilities.
I did what you wanted. I stayed away. Why didn't you tell me?
How can you ask me that? Were we together? Were we going to be? You had your world, and I had mine. And I wanted him in mine, not chasing through the universe with his father.
He's a lot like you. In many ways.
Please tell me what you're feeling.
There's a man out there I haven't seen in 15 years. He's trying to kill me. You show me your son, I'd be happy to help him. My son. My life that could have been. It wasn't. What am I feeling? Old. Worn out.
Let me show you something. That'll make you feel young as when the world was new.
Impulse power restored. Excellent. More than a match for poor Enterprise.
Matrix formed in a day. The life forms grew later at a substantially accelerated rate.
Jim, this is incredible. Have you ever seen the like?
Can I cook or can't I?
Thank you. Sir, may I ask you a question?
What's on your mind, Lieutenant?
The Kobayashi Maru, sir.
Are you asking me if we're playing out that scenario now?
On the test, sir. Will you tell me what you did? I would really like to know.
Lieutenant, you are looking at the only Starfleet cadet who ever beat the no-win scenario.
How?
I reprogrammed the simulation so it was possible to rescue the ship.
What?
He cheated.
I changed the conditions of the test. Got a commendation for original thinking. I don't like to lose.
Then you never faced that situation. Faced death.
I don't believe in the no-win scenario. Kirk to Spock, it's 2 hours. Are you ready?
Right on schedule, Admiral. Just give us your coordinates and we'll beam you aboard.
All right. I don't like to lose.
We were immobilized. Captain Spock said it would be 2 days.
Doctor, you of all people go by the book.
Spock! You know Dr. Marcus?
Why, of course.
Hello, Mr. Spock.
I'm taking this much sick bag.
By the book?
By the book. Regulation 46A. If transmissions are being monitored during battle...
No uncoded messages on an open channel. You lied.
I exaggerated.
Hours instead of days. Now we have minutes instead of hours.
They're inoperative low sea deck.
What is working around here?
Not much, Admiral. We have partial main power.
That's it?
Best we could do in 2 hours.
That young man, he's my son.
Fascinating.
Admiral on the bridge.
Battle stations.
Tactical.
Uh-oh.
She can still outrun us and outgun us. But there is the Motara Nebula at 153 Mark 4.
Scotty, can we make it inside?
The Energizer is bypassed like a Christmas tree, so don't give me too many bumps.
No promises. On your way.
Trouble with the nebula, sir, is all that static discharge and gas clouds our tactical display. Visual won't function, and shields will be useless.
Sauce for the goose, Mr. Savick. The odds will be even. Estimating nebula penetration in 2.2 minutes. Reliant is closing.
If they go in there, we'll lose them.
Explain it to them.
Close.
They just don't want us to go again there.
Admiral, what happens if Reliant fails to follow us into the nebula?
I think we can guarantee that she'll follow us, Lieutenant. Remind me to explain to you the concept of the human ego.
Best speed, Scotty.
One minute to nebula perimeter.
Wire was slowing. Can't follow them into the nebula, sir. Our shields would be useless.
They are reducing speed.
Uhura, patch me up.
Aye, sir. You're on, Admiral.
This is Admiral Kirk. We tried it once your way, Khan. Are you game for a rematch? Khan. I'm laughing at the superior intellect.
Full impulse power.
No, sir! You have Genesis. You can have whatever you... Full power! There, Bill!
I'll say this for him. He's consistent.
We are now entering the Mutara Nebula.
Emergency lights.
Tactical. Inoperative.
Raise the shield.
As I feared, sir, not functional. I'm reducing speed.
Basilock, inoperative, sir.
Best guess, Mr. Sulu. Fire when ready.
Oh. Aft, torpedoes! Fire!
Hold your course.
Admiral, I've got to take the mains off the line.
That's radiation.
Scotty.
Joachim.
Yours. Is superior.
I shall avenge you.
Thank you.
Could you use another hand, Admiral?
Man the weapons console, Mr. Chekhov. Spock.
Sporadic energy readings. Port side aft. Could be an impulse turn.
He won't break off now. He followed me this far. He'll be back. But from where?
He's intelligent, but not experienced. This pattern indicates two-dimensional thinking.
Full stop.
Full stop, sir.
Z-minus 10,000 meters. Stand by photon torpedoes.
Torpedoes ready, sir.
Look sharp.
Fire.
Send to Commander Reliant. Prepare to be boarded.
Aye, sir. Commander Reliant, this is Enterprise. Surrender and prepare to be boarded. Enterprise to Reliant. You are ordered to surrender your vessel. Respond. Reliant, come in, Reliant. You are ordered to surrender your vessel. Enterprise to Reliant. You are ordered to surrender your vessel. Respond.
No. The game's not over.
Source on Reliant. Pattern I've never seen before.
It's the Genesis wave.
What?
They're on a build-up to detonation.
How soon?
We encoded 4 minutes.
We'll beam aboard and stop it.
You can't.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
No response, Admiral.
Scotty, Mr. Seward, get us out of here. Best possible speed.
Aye, sir.
Out of your Vulcan mind. No human can tolerate the radiation that's in there.
As you are so fond of observing, Doctor, I am not human.
You're not going in there.
Perhaps you're right. What is Mr. Scott's condition?
Well, I don't think that he...
I'm sorry, Doctor. I have no time to discuss this logically. Remember...
Time from my mark.
2 minutes, 10 seconds.
Engine room. What's happening?
Spock! Good God, man, get out of there!
No!
Spock! Spock! Spock!
Distance from Reliant.
4,000 kilometers.
We're not going to make it, are we?
Hell's heart, I stab at thee. For hate's sake, I spit my last breath at thee.
Sir, the mains are back online.
Yes, Scotty.
Go, Zulu! Scotty.
Jim, I think you better get down here.
Bones?
Better. Hurry.
Savick, take the con.
Flood the whole compartment.
He'll die.
He's dead already.
It's too late.
Spock!
Ship. Out of danger.
Yes.
Don't grieve, Admiral. It is logical. The needs of the many outweigh
the needs of the few.
Or the one.
We are assembled here today to pay final respects to our honored dead. And yet it should be noted that in the midst of our sorrow, this death takes place in the shadow of new life, the sunrise of a new world, a world that our beloved comrade gave his life to protect and nourish. He did not feel this sacrifice a vain or empty one, and we will not debate his profound wisdom at these proceedings. Of my friend, I can only say this. Of all the souls I have encountered in my travels, his was the most human.
Others? Up.
mean to intrude.
No, not Bob. I should be on the bridge.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
I poured myself a drink. Would you like it?
Lieutenant Savick was right. You never have faced death.
No, not like this. I haven't faced death. I've cheated death. Tricked my way out of death and patted myself on the back for my ingenuity. I know nothing.
You knew enough to tell Savick that how he faced death is at least as important as how he faced life.
Just words.
But good words. That's where ideas begin. Maybe you should listen to them. I was wrong about you. And I'm sorry.
Is that what you came here to say?
Mainly. And also that I'm proud. Very proud to be your son.
Captain's log, stardate 8141.6. Starship Enterprise departing for SETI Alpha 5 to pick up the crew of USS Reliant. All is well. And yet I can't help wondering about the friend I leave behind. There are always possibilities, Spock said. And if Genesis is indeed life from death, I must return to this place again.
He's really not dead. As long as we remember him.
It's a far, far better thing I do than I have ever done before. A far better resting place I go to than I have ever known.
Is that a poem?
Hmm.
Something Spock was trying to tell me. My birthday.
You okay, Jim? How do you feel?
Young. I feel young.
Your ongoing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life forms and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Thank you.